Seibert will be best known for his observations at President Kennedy's autopsy. In many interviews, the retired FBI agent said he didn't buy the single bullet theory, which was key to the conclusion that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the shooting. Seibert's son, former FBI agent Bob Seibert, says his father was confused by how his observations were exaggerated and used in conspiracy theories that later arose.
He obviously stood by their observations, but there were then people who came forward with some rather bizarre things, and I think he found it rather disturbing that people would try and fit everything into their perception of a scenario that really didn't have a basis in fact.
Seibert retired to Fort Myers in 1972. He remained active in the local chapter of the Society of Former Special Agents of the FBI. His former colleague, retired agent Paul Nolan, says Seibert was a caring person who helped widows and widowers in the FBI society.
He would go out and keep in touch with the surviving spouse over a period of years, help them recover from their grief, and tend to the tasks that they were unprepared to address.
Seibert lived with Parkinson's disease in his final years. He died April 6th of complications after a fall. Several retired FBI agents attended his memorial. Seibert was 93 years old. For WGCU News, I'm Farah Dasani.